evening to Barbados.
Well, good evening, Audio Boo. And Twitter and Facebook land. It is, I don't know, 9:30 maybe?
22 minutes after nine.
On Friday, the 18th of July.
Yay!
2014. And it is Jeff's birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeffrey. Happy birthday to you.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
And,
especially with the emphasis on
Jeffrey. Yeah, and we didn't plan it, you know.
No.
And so the four of us are here, Claire, Dominic, and Jeff, and myself.
And the two hounds.
Well, six of us are here then.
The whole household.
So we've got, between us, we've got 16 legs.
So yes.
Yes. So 16 legs are here, and this is called the Phoenix Inn, Ridgeway?
Yes.
In Sheffield. South Yorkshire, England. And, that's a nice breeze. And we thought we'd give you a bit of the atmosphere of the pub and, of course, tell you what we've ordered. So, I had two J2Os, apple and mango J2Os.
Sausage and mash.
I need some bacon. Belly.
Hold belly. Thank you.
That's two meals of them.
Yeah.
That's it. Claire had two IPA.
Jeff had one glass of water.
Jeff, the birthday boy, had one glass of water. Dominic had.
I don't drink too much.
Dominic had a raspberry.
Apple and raspberry.
And then
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Did it give you wings?
Yes, it does. Okay.
Well, chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
For our starters, Jeff and Claire had chicken wings.
Yes. Alright, folks, got your pasta.
Yes, thank you.
Any sauce for anyone?
No, thank you.
No, thanks. Can we have some coffee, please?
Of course, yeah. Can.
Thank you.
Can't eat without that, can
Well, you don't want me to. This is mine? Yeah, this is mine. For starters, Claire and Jeff had chicken wings. Jeff had his with barbecue sauce, and Claire had hers with citrus mayo.
And the sauce was in a little cup.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Don't forget some of my chicken wings.
Yes, please have a And I had a Welsh rarebit. And now for our main.
Thank you. Which just arrived.
Jeff is having a beef and ale pie, which I must sample.
Whoa, look at that.
What is that?
That's the pastry on the
Oh, that's mine. No, that's true. That's the pie. Oh, it's like with a proper top.
What's in the tub here?
Oh, that's the gravy. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I think we can pour that on it if you want.
Right.
With mash, veggies, and gravy.
Yeah. The mash is good too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm having a vegetarian pasta with tomato sauce with a side salad. Linguine.
I'm having belly pork.
The server's quite small actually, but it's alright.
I'm having belly pork with baby new potatoes and veg.
Yeah, that sounds really good too.
Dominic's having bangers and mash.
Yeah, bangers and mash.
And I'm having, even though this is a vegetarian dish, I'll have to taste some of Jeff's. I don't know what belly pork is.
Pork belly.
I'm surprised that the salad doesn't come with any kind of dressing.
You said it did.
No, it doesn't.
It's not in a little tub or anything?
No.
Going into the pie. Going in.
Yeah, going into the pie.
Making all in it, you can pour your gravy.
Alright, so I'll stop this. Now back to you. So we've all finished our meals. My pasta with tomato sauce was a bit disappointing. No, it tasted nice. There just wasn't much of it. I'm wondering if it was like either a kid's meal or just something. Because it didn't even appear on the menu. It was originally asked for an asparagus pasta, but they said they ran out of it. And I said, do you have anything else without meat? And they said, well, we do have a pasta and tomato sauce with basil. So I said, all right then. But yeah. And it came with a salad that didn't have any dressing on it. Even though Dominic said it looked like it did, but I can tell you that it didn't. I mean, maybe they put so little that it, I don't know. And there were some cherry tomatoes in there, halves. And they were off. They were bitter, so I had to leave. Yeah. But the pasta itself was lovely. I just could have had a bit more. Everyone else seems to have enjoyed their meals.
Oh, mine was amazing.
I had a little piece of Jeff's pie, and it was the most amazing pie I've ever had. It was really so good.
I'm really glad that I chose that.
I'm glad you chose it.
And how is, you taste the belly pork?
Yeah, I tasted a little bit of, some people call it pork belly, and Claire calls it belly pork.
Both kind of make sense.
I don't know. I think pork, yeah, pork belly, because you know it's pork.
Well, it depends whether you're using pork to refer to the pig or pork to refer to the meat. They both kind of make sense, really. If you say belly pork, it's like the meat from the belly.
Ah, right.
That's what I think. But Claire and Dominic have gone to get desserts, by the way, which is why we're the only ones talking.
Yeah, and so I wasn't going to have a dessert because I thought, oh, I'm going to have all this white flour. Because obviously they didn't have whole wheat pasta, but I really need a bit more food, so I'm going to have a gooseberry crumble custard. Claire is having a cheesecake, vanilla cheesecake. I do like cheesecake, but I like lemon cheesecake and things like that. Dominic is having a syrup sponge, which, if you'd asked me about that kind of stuff until last year, I would have said it wouldn't be my thing, but I tasted things like that last year and it was good.
Desserts aren't good in the UK.
Yeah, but syrup sponge, like I wouldn't think that I would like what they call sticky pudding or whatever, and I do, I love it. I love it, it's beautiful. And Jeff is having a chocolate brownie with chocolate sauce, no cream or ice cream.
It was tricky for me because the two chocolate desserts were the warm chocolate fudge cake, which I'm still not 100% sure that I shouldn't have had, actually.
Well, but it would have been a bit drier with nothing
exactly.
on it.
And the chocolate brownie, and both came with clotted cream and ice cream, and the brownie comes with chocolate sauce, and I really shouldn't have dairy in the evening. I probably shouldn't have dairy at all.
No, you shouldn't have dairy at all. Your tummy doesn't.
Well, I certainly shouldn't have it in the evening.
Thank you very much. J2O. So I just got
it. It's got a little bit of lime or lemon in it. If you want to take it out, you've got a bit of lime in yours now.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Can we get it out?
Get it out,
yeah. I always forget to say no.
I don't mind mine.
No foreign matter in my water, please.
Foreign matter.
Just because you don't like foreign matter in your chocolate, do you?
No, I don't like foreign matter in anything, really.
Do you like foreign matter and foreign matter?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, Dominic works here now.
Do you want yours taken out now?
No, I'm good, thanks. Right? Yeah, I'm right, thank you.
The meal's been fine for you?
Oh, yeah, it was nice, all right, yeah.
I'll leave you the question.
All right, yeah, we'll give you a good review, Dominic.
Oh, and a good tip.
Yeah.
That's Dominic. He's lovely, 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 lovely.
Yeah, he's getting over a pretty major stomach upset.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know Claire and Dominic, get to know them because they're wonderful.
Yeah, they're the best people.
So
nice of them to have us this week. It really
put up with us and all that entails.
To take us
and
no
feed
notice.
Rosie. Oh, by the way, the food we ordered for Rosie never came.
Because it wasn't in stock and it didn't come in.
So we cancelled the order. I did pick up.
You've got for that other one.
A bag of browns.
Yeah.
Lemon brown ice. No, thank you.
Okay. Just leave Johnny here then.
Yes, yes. So we cancelled the order and we picked up a bag which we must not forget to take tomorrow.
No, yeah.
And I bought twin snakes, squeaky snakes, one for Rosie and one for Johnny.
Were they lions? Yeah, I think they were lions.
Oh, that's right, they were lions.
You swapped them, didn't you?
I thought I was going to get snakes, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because they were ropey ones, weren't they?
Yeah,
they
were ropey, yeah.
Do
you want me to hold them?
No, it's all
right. Is it all right? Johnny is beautiful. So, I was already planning to have maybe a Malibu and Coke or try another drink, but when we got here, it was that hot. It's a hot day today anyway, and it was that hot that I thought, you know, if I have alcohol, I'll just pass out because I started feeling lightheaded. So I didn't have alcohol tonight, which I don't normally have a lot of alcohol, as you'll know, but I was going to have a little drinky. But I'm having J2O instead, which is fine because I really like J2O and I really like the glasses they come in. Anyways, I don't know what else. What do you think of your birthday today, Jeff? It wasn't very eventful, was it?
It's been very relaxing. I've actually quite enjoyed it. Even though I didn't do a great deal. But it was actually nice to not do a great deal for a day.
Too right.
Because, I mean, last weekend we were travelling. And the weekend before, you know, we were dealing with snowy and all that sort of stuff. So I haven't really had a weekend for a few weekends. And it was nice to have... I mean, I didn't work on Wednesday, but it's when we went to nice to go to, but...
I'm yet to have a relaxing day.
Yeah, you've been out every day this week.
Well, I was telling Claire, I think, before that the reason I actually wanted to be out and was happy to be out was because... if I'm too quiet, my brain, I'm still, I don't know if it's everything that's happened, but if I stop to think, that's why as soon as I wake up, even if I wake up at 6 a.m., I get up, because if I start laying in bed and thinking, then I start thinking bad thoughts and having bad memories and getting sad. And even today when we were driving back from, I got my nails done, I think, got manicure, pedicure, and eyebrows. And
she might not have planned to go out today.
No, but I'm glad I got them done. But the lady who did them, she was wonderful. She's probably the best I had. Also, the price was amazing. But she was very, very, very slow. Anyway, so even when we were coming back in the car, I was a bit like, thinking too much. Thinking, it's not good to think. It's not healthy. Anyways, I shall probably... Did you enjoy your food, Claire?
I did. Lovely.
Claire enjoyed her food. I thought... I've never had belly pork before, and I thought it tasted really nice. Anyways, audio boobers.
So it's pretty typical pub fare.
Yeah. Although
this
is nice for pub food.
Yes, it's good quality.
Oh, next time I go to a pub, I'll have a beef and ale pie.
Oh, yeah.
That was lovely. Right. I shall let you all go then. It's nice. It's a lot quieter than it was. I like it. It's not as hot.
Emptying out.
It's still hard for me to get used to places closing before midnight.
Oh, yeah.
In Israel, if you go out to eat, you can still get a 3-course meal at 1 or 2 a.m., you know?
Oh, yeah.
It closes around 3.
Yeah, in Israel, places stop serving, stop taking orders at 9 p.m. and go to business.
some people just go out at night.
Exactly. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, yeah,
I don't think anyone's taking orders at 9 p.m. except for the rocket launchers right now.
The soldiers are taking orders at 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I'd like a pizza.
I wonder if it's something to do with the weather thing, though.
Because it takes... Yeah, because no, it cools down.
It's cooler at night, so yeah. You go out at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's still like that in the winter as well, but yeah, it's a Mediterranean thing, like in...
Yeah, it's the same in Spain, Italy,
and
in South American countries
Greece
as well.
Probably.
In Argentina, it's like you don't go out to dinner before 10 o'clock, and that's a bit extreme, but that's kind of how it is. But it's true. It's like, it's very surprising to me that shops, just clothing shops and things like that,
close at five.
Like yeah. Normal shops on the high street in Israel would not close before 8, and close and shops and shopping malls would close at 10. They open at 10.
Yeah, they open at 10 in some places. It
open at
9 between 2 and 4.
Like
ooh, not anymore.
Park, they close at 8.
Mm.
Like Andre Kaus Retail Park, for example, they close at 8. Sainsbury's is open until 10.
Oh yeah, those places. Yeah.
But like Crystal Peaks has a late opening night. I think it's Thursday and Friday.
Oh yeah.
And I think they're open until 10.
Wow.
But
ordinarily 5:30.
Ordinarily like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Wow, that's. I can't
also
believe that.
In town they have a. Late opening night, but I can't remember what night it is. But in London, places are open for longer, obviously, because it's capital city.
Yeah.
And I don't know about other cities. It might be different. You know, it just might be Sheffield. I don't know.
Australia is basically the same. The US is
Friday nights late. Yeah.
Anyway, I do like my J2O. Anyway.
I like my
IPA. I like my
water. Oh.
Yes.
Without the lemon or whatever it was they put in it.
Oh, did they put lemon in?
No, put something in it.
Oh, yeah,
IPA. It sounds like a cricket cup or something.
IPA. It's like the IPL.
Oh, okay. That did sound like cricket.
Yeah. I was trying to think what it sounded.
First
like.
It reminded me of the PLO, and then it reminded
me... IBA.
Or the IBA.
The IBA is like Israel's equivalent of the BBC.
Yeah, except it's nowhere near as...
Oh, no. Well, it's probably running on 1% of the budget, too.
It's so, okay.
Half a dozen radio stations. And
it's
okay.
It smells a
channels,
bit.
So.
Yeah. Anyways.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Chin chin.
Cheers.
Cheers. Jolly good.
Cheers.
Jolly good, jolly good.
Cheers.
Right.
Cheesecake.
Oh, that's nice,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chocolate brownie.
Thank you.
Here we are, sir.
Yeah.
Alright. Crumbles on its way.
Thank you.
Strawberries, is it
a magic? Yes, strawberries and berries.
Ooh!
Oh, I think the chocolate sauce might be warm. I feel heat coming off my plate.
That's just,
I'll need some kind of weaponry. Thank you.
Weaponry?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's got berries.
Oh, this.
Ooh, I do like berries.
Smell like custard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
oh, I love the
this.
Smell.
This is
I love the smell of the table in front of me. It's
that's cream, I don't want that, but.
This is warm brownie. I wasn't expecting it to be warm.
I thought it was going
to
be warm
a bit
sauce,
cold.
At least.
I don't think the whole thing is. Oh, this was a good call.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Enjoy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, hello.
We've got blueberries out.
Oh, hello. What? I've bought... Oh, it's okay. It's like a wooden plate.
I've got a square plate.
It's round.
I've got a square plate.
I've got a round plate, and it's got two... On the left side, it's got the thing that the crumble was heating in, like a little tin thingy. And this thing that looks like a wide, long milk jug, but it isn't, of course.
Yeah,
it's custard.
Entry, yeah.
And I do like custard.
Mm. This cheesecake now.
Warm custard. Wow. So, let's dig in. Live on audio.
It was a chocolate pie.
potatoes, really nice.
Berries and strawberries.
Yeah, berries are lovely. I didn't realise it was there. But,
Definitely no dairy on that, Jeff.
No.
This is gorgeous.
That's good. Sweet. Nice and sweet.
I like the tartness of the gooseberries with the sweetness of the crumble. Sounds like we're all happy with our desserts. Let's pour this warm custard.
That's it.
Oh, I do like custard.
My cheesecake's got blueberries and strawberries.
Sprinkled all over it.
Sprinkled all over the top.
I do like fruit with cheesecake. I think it works really well.
What's the other one you like? That rhubarb crumble.
I love rhubarb crumble.
I don't think I've ever had it. I've been meaning to try it for years. Alright, well, Audioboo doesn't need to hear us much, so.
Well, Audioboo's just heard all mine and Dominic's conversation about going to the toilet, so.
It's a good one.
Okay.
Well, I think it has.
I don't know.
I didn't hear it, but I wasn't paying attention.
Maybe it did.
What a birthday treat that is, Jeff. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, this would have been nice with cream and ice cream, but it's still good as it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes cream and ice cream, to me, make it too much. Like, I wouldn't have wanted...
Yeah, I probably would have done without the cream in either case. Ice cream would have been fine. The hot food with the cool ice cream would have been very nice.
Yeah, I do like that, but I like the custard better, I think.
That's the first time I've heard the phone ring tonight.
No, I heard it when we were at the bar.
Yeah, but from here. Shows you how much quieter it's getting.
They were doing it today, Jeff. Mm. You know, in that salon thing. And now we're there for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Mm.
And Norma and